Please mute your lines at this point, and then you can unmute it at the time when we'll open it up for questions. So I will turn it over to Commissioner Frederickson.
You can tell we're being joined.
Oh, and also I should have mentioned that we're also joined by Deputy Commissioner Matt Woolman and Matt McDevitt, who is with our Rural Finance Authority.
Hello, all. Good to be with you today by phone. This is Dave Frederickson. I want to talk a little bit about the governor's agenda as it relates to the upcoming session, and more specifically about a bonding request that is pretty central to the work that we do here at the department through our Rural Finance Agency. Just a little history. The RFA, or Rural Finance Authority, was created in 1986. By the legislature as a way for the state to help farmers that were struggling through the 80s farm crisis. And again, I appreciate the governor's interest in this, in that he continues to support the Rural Finance Authority as we move forward. So I'm happy that he is including our legislative ask this year, which will be in the area of $20 million. It certainly was a lifeline for those trying to meet the demands of paying off debt in the early 80s by restructuring outstanding loans, and that continues to be the case today. The RFA has since grown to include a variety of unique options, including the beginner farmer and seller assisted loan programs, the ag improvement loan program, certainly the livestock expansion loan program, and importantly, the restructuring loan program. And again, I'm appreciative of the governor's support as this impacts all of rural Minnesota. The RFA certainly plays a vital role in our state's economy. Rather than making loans directly to farmers, the RFA partners with more than 400 community banks across the state and members of the Farm Credit System and Farm Service Agency to assist credit on a partnership basis. Farmers borrowing funds through the RFA pay a lower interest rate than they would otherwise, somewhere in the area of between 3 and 3.5%. Since 86, over 3,000 loans have been issued under the program for nearly $249 million. And this, of course, has leveraged over $750 million in financing from our partners across Minnesota. So all in all, nearly $1 billion of money has flowed into rural Minnesota from both private and the state program. Most of the participants would, in many cases, not be able to secure loans to continue their operation or expand if it weren't for the partnership of the Rural Finance Authority. Last year, the governor proposed and the legislature thankfully approved $35 million for the Rural Finance Authority. There has been an approximate 60% increase in loan volume as compared to the previous 5 years. RFA has exhausted over $25 million of last year's $35 million appropriation. This is largely due to sustained low commodity prices, rising interest rates, and increased interest among young men and women wanting to pursue agriculture as a career. This session, Governor Dayton is requesting, as I indicated, $20 million in bonding to make money available through RFA. This money will help meet the demands we're currently seeing for the program. Without this additional $20 million, I'll remind you that the program would no doubt run out of money by mid-year. So this ask will be a real priority for the governor, and a priority, I hope, at the legislative level. It's well known that we have twice as many Minnesota farmers over the age of 65 than we do under the age of 35. And so we need to make sure that young and beginning farmers have an opportunity to be on the land. However, the cost of entry into farming has always been and continues to be a major hurdle, and has prevented many young farmers from beginning their career. This has impacted, it has a serious crippling impact on the health of our main streets, certainly our schools, transportation funding, and other aspects of our rural economy. Last session, Governor Dayton and the legislature passed the historic Beginning Farmer Tax Credit. This tax credit will provide assistance to beginning farmers to rent or purchase farmland and other assets. The program is just now launching, and we're encouraging landowners and beginning farmers to learn more about this program at our at the department, and encourage them to take a look at our website for further information. Again, it's just another tool we have to help rural Minnesota and a new generation of farmers. Just some numbers in terms of our RFA loan program. The loan usage under the current 2017 funding, which was $35 million, of that money, we allocated four programs: beginning farmer, ag improvement, livestock expansion, and restructuring. The number of loans for beginning farmers, our total number was 121 loans. 81 were for beginning farmers, 71 for ag improvement, 14 for livestock expansion, and 9 for restructuring. So the bulk of the program, over 50% in terms of the dollar amount, is going out for beginning farmers, 52.07%. 19 for ag improvement, 18%, a little more than 18 for livestock expansion, and 10% of the money for restructuring. Again, we have a total of 3,074 loans issued under the program since 86 for a total of about $249 million. The good news about this is our loan losses on that $249 million have been exactly $555,704 on 21 loans, and those were early loans that we assumed at the beginning of the program. Our outstanding balance today is about $65 million, and that represents about 478 active files that we're working on today. There's been approximately a 60% increase in loan volume as compared to the previous 5 years, and as I mentioned earlier, factors contributing to increased loan volume would be our loan rate, our interest rate rather, remains low in a rising interest environment, and also increased eligibility due to a legislative change that allowed higher net worths to be included, and that's attributed to about a 30% increase in eligible loans. Our beginning tax credit, we've had 40 applicants involving land transactions for a $206,296 tax credit, and 8 applications for purely educational credits for $9,110 to beginning farmers. So with that, I will, unless Matt would care to make some opening comments, either Matt 1 or Matt 2, we could take some questions. Matt Wollman?
Commissioner, I think you covered it very well.
Matt,
too, agrees it was covered very well.
Well, let's have at it then.
Is anybody on the line here who have questions for Commissioner Fredrickson or Matt Wollman or Matt McDevitt with the RFA program?
Yeah, hi, Commissioner. It's Bill Werner at MNN.
Hey, Bill.
How tough a sell is this going to be, particularly in light of the legislative leaders are saying that they got to focus on this issue of federal tax conformity?
Well,
and I understand this is a bonding proposal, but that figures into the debt service and all of the other issues.
I think the legislature.